Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. On a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking.
Welcome back in the morning, Glove Cup. Having a great time on a Friday. If you looked outside lately.
Hooks, is it morning or is it nighttime?
I don't know.
Right now.
Sunset, right now.
I wish I could. You know, I'm going to take a picture.
Is it ever interesting to you? Like, we're in this studio and we've described that we have. Like, Will's in a box over there with the window in front of me. We can see each other, but I can also see to my right. And does it ever concern you, like, when you see different movements from different people and different times of the day?
Yes.
Around the station? Because now, like, right now, weather will be fine. It's going to rain. It's going to thunder. I think that's what we're going to get, okay? Some winds. But, like, Moats is over there in his box.
Yeah.
Dale is sitting beside me.
Really?
Yeah,
hold
dude.
On. I'm going to
come look at this. Come over and look at this. Like, it's now in motion. This great team over here is giving you information.
Wow.
See it? But yeah, I only ever see Dale there at this time.
They're going to town.
Yeah, they just provided the update.
Well, you know, Moats is, well, there he is right there, Dale. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, Moats is one of the biggest weather experts
in
the city.
He might be walking over here right now, but I can just tell you, it's different when stuff starts to move.
Well, it has gotten dark quickly in the last 10 minutes.
Apparently
it's insane. I've never seen
this. I was just reading off our. You can go look at us. And by the way, you can keep up with weather alerts on all of our stations here, ESPN Lincoln as well. It says severe thunderstorm warning until 9:30 a.m. for northern Lancaster County, including the north side of Lincoln.
Yeah, we may not be getting Moats today.
We might not.
This seems really important.
Yeah,
and it's also, I'm looking at this wall cloud right now, Hooks. It is moving quickly south, which is interesting because this was mostly moving northeast. So it might be, I don't know. I'm no expert. I'm just going to shut up. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, showing me the radar. Yeah, there's some stuff coming through. But be careful out there. Be careful out there. Just you know what to do. But stay here with us for updates and stuff. I hear Moats' voice. Boy, it is crazy how that just like popped right over the top of us, isn't it? It's crazy how that popped right over the top.
The boss man just walked in. Rob, he loves weather.
Is he all right?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, come talk to us.
You okay, boss? Let's check. We'll get a weather update from the guy that's also that likes to watch his stuff, the suit.
Rob has. You should listen to some of his weather stories. He used to live up in Indiana.
Oh, I bet you there's some good ones.
He's told me some. It's insane. He loves weather, too. If you ever want to get good brownie points with the boss, just talk weather with him. Don't tell him I said that. So what are we talking about next?
So let's do this. Before Rob or Moats pop in and talk weather with us. Oh, boss man's coming in.
Here he is.
The boss is here. The weather expert.
Yeah.
Look at this. Behind me.
Yeah, I know.
How'd that just pop in?
That's just kind of one of those things we ordered for this morning, you know?
Thank you.
It's about as exciting, you know, since we didn't get a World Series bid.
There,
you know,
it is. Take that.
You get a little excitement here, you know. So.
I was trying to describe to the listeners that I sit here every morning and I see the same routines from people because we have the windows. And I said, you know, things are changing because I usually see Dale about the same time every morning to go do some recordings and stuff like that. And Moats usually pops up. And I'm like, they're both there.
Right.
And they're giving you the best updates they possibly can on the weather.
Right, yeah. It's on our sister stations, KFOR FM 103.3 and 1240 AM. They're in the storm mode. We don't go to, you know, building-wide coverage unless we actually have a tornado warning for Lancaster County. Right now, we do not have even a tornado watch. These storms are coming through pretty good at about 45 miles an hour from the northwest. So they have changed direction. They were coming from the west, and they've just now shifted to the northwest. You'll know when the storm is here when the wind picks up, which it has here. And
it looks like it's moving kind of southward.
Yeah, you could see some 60-mile gusts in front of this thing, maybe some quarter-sized hail. So if you're working outside, which a lot of our listeners here are on ESPN, guys out there on the job, ladies out there on the job, yeah, batten down the hatches, put the tools away, put the lawn chairs away, whatever you got going on outside, maybe your umbrella to keep you out of the sun, because it's going to blow away. So, yeah.
Man, that sounded perfect. Yeah, I knew.
It's dark. It's gonna rain. Watch out,
dude. That is.
Well, you know what it is.
The boss just walks in.
Well, like, you know that's like. Listen, you guys talk sports, so that's what it's all about.
Well,
so,
I'd sometimes talk just like this in sports.
Yeah,
we may get a sprinkle, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. Yeah. That means a lot.
Be safe.
All right. Yeah, we're good.
And of course, if severe weather does break out, we always break in on all of our stations. Yeah, sure. We got you covered.
Perfect.
Thanks, boss. Perfect.
Thanks, Rob.
Great update there.
That's what I say. I told you.
He just broke it. Like that's. Years of business, right? That's incredible.
I know. You're right. Years of being in the radio business, the news business, you could almost say. That's Rob Kelly, our boss. Man.
By the way, I just looked back and there's like a tree or bush right out our window. It's blowing pretty good.
Wow.
Wind has picked up.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, we'll keep you updated. Like Rob said, if anything happens, you'll get updated. So NBA last night, surprising things happened. Oh, what do you got?
I'm going to go back. Let's go back to COVID nights because we didn't talk about Wednesday.
What's Wednesday?
Wednesday night, don't forget. Phoenix Suns took a commanding. They look incredible.
They're
good. Denver looks out of sorts, soft, no good. Okay. The crowd, the team, like Phoenix, is just beating them apart. I mean, Jokic is playing well. He was the other night 9 of 17, 24 points. But other than that, you're getting 3 of 13 from Michael Porter Jr. By the way, Aaron Gordon, 3 of 7, 6 points.
Yeah.
Right? But the other side, man, when you look around, woo. Boy, this is so evenly spread out the other night from their starting five from Phoenix. Crowder goes 4 of 5, guys 11. Yep. Bridges, 5 of 12, 16. Ayton, 6 of 10, 15. Paul, 6 of 10, 17. Booker, 6 of 14, 18.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with the Nuggets. If you listen to the Max Kellerman show yesterday, which comes on here at 2 o'clock, he was talking about how the Nuggets kind of screwed up their rotation by playing. They played Will Barton tons of minutes, and
16 minutes of the night, but he did have. Yeah. He was 4 of 8 at 10 points.
Okay, but I don't know that they were talking about that, and I don't know what it is, man. Are they? Do you think they're finally missing Murray? Do you think
he's finally catching up to him?
Phoenix
is on a heater, man. Phoenix has found the way to get this thing rolling. They're the tougher team right now. They're the tougher team.
They're playing really good. When you can get that from Ayton. He's playing
Ayton
like
is playing really, really good basketball. And like Jameson said on Wednesday, is that, you know, Jokic is usually liking to back people down. He ain't backing Ayton down.
No. Nope.
Man out there. You're not backing him down. Kind of got him out of his game a little bit.
Ayton doesn't look like he was drafted just 2 years ago. He looks like he's been in the league for a few years now. He is a great asset to that team. And Crowder, too.
Yeah.
Crowder can guard any position on the court. And he's just there to protect his players. He doesn't give a crap. You saw him almost getting a fight the other night.
Yep.
I like that Phoenix team.
Last night.
Surprised me.
Nets playing so well. They went to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Things changed. The Bucks get it done. 86-83 to get a little closer. 2-1 in that series. A monster. Like the first two quarters, if you looked at the box scores of those, in the first quarter, when the first quarter was done, Milwaukee was up 19, 30 to 11. In the second quarter, Brooklyn went 31-15.
Jeez.
In the second quarter.
Wow.
To get it close.
Mm. Now, see, do you think they would have won that game if they had Harden?
Possibly.
I think they would.
Again, you don't get great nights some of this, when you're missing Harden, you got to get it from somewhere else. Durant did his thing 11-28. He scored 30. He had 30-11 last night. Kyrie Irving, decent night, not great night, shooting 9 of 22, had 22 points. But when you look at it, two guys that didn't contribute much at all last night, Blake Griffin, 2 of 5, 5.6 rebounds. Okay. And then Harris played 37 minutes, 1 of 11.
One of seven from three. He scored 3 points.
Now, see, Blake, I don't know if you're really asking for that much from Blake Griffin. Besides,
I don't know.
From
I mean,
defense.
It's got to be something defensively. It's got to be something on the other side, because on the other side of it, when you look at it, Giannis, 14 of 31. He goes for 33 and 14 last night. Middleton, you get it from Middleton last night. This is where they've got, Milwaukee's got to get it from. By the way, these two guys scored 68 of the 86. Middleton goes 12 of 25 and scored 35. 35 points, 15 rebounds. Those two combined for 68 points and 29 rebounds.
That's impressive. It's impressive. That was a really important win, I think, for the Bucks, because if they were to be swept by the Nets, I don't know what people would be thinking about Bucks. Their coach would get fired. Everyone would be thinking of Giannis signing that monster deal a few years ago as, you know, that questionable. They'd be thinking about what they need to do with Middleton and Holiday and you know, those guys, because they're not good pieces, from what we understand, in the playoffs for Giannis. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it's a good thing they won that game. But
it is
still
good.
Even if they go down, even if they lose the series, hooks 4-1, that's still not a good look.
No, not a good look. Interesting, something to watch. Obviously, you don't have Harden, so your bench is kind of limited. Only three dudes come off the bench last night. There were like five or six coach decisions not to play. Three guys. But minutes-wise, Kevin Durant played 43 minutes, Harris 37, Brown 38, and Irving played 45 minutes last night.
Wow.
45
yeah.
minutes.
And that may help the Bucks too.
So, surprise
here in a
there.
Few days.
Surprise, not surprise. We talked about it. They went home to get one, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe surprising, maybe not to some people. Utah Jazz last night, 117-111. They take a 2-0 lead. They hold serve on their home court as next game. They'll be headed to L.A., but 117-111, it's just kind of the tell, man, a little bit. Kawhi Leonard, 8 of 17, does his deal, scores 21, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. But you look down there, they got it from different places last night, just not enough. Jackson goes for 29 last night. Paul George, kind of an off-shooting night, 8 of 18, but did score 27 points. He was 9 of 9 from the line. But when you look at the other side, boy, balanced attack. Utah Jazz, really good, very balanced when you look at it. Donovan Mitchell last night, 15 of 29. He goes for 37 more. He's on a heater right now, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They get 19, 13, and 18 from their stars in 37. Also, Jordan Clarkson, by the way, what can be said about Jordan Clarkson, sixth man of the year, comes off the bench like he has been all year long, 9 of 15, 24 points off the bench last night.
Yikes. Yeah, that
he's
hurts.
A different sixth man, by the way. He outscored the entire bench of the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, that hurts if you're the Clippers. When you have someone like that doing that, I mean, come on. I think it's interesting. If you think back to the Mavs series, it took a few games for Ty Lue to make a few adjustments, right?
Yeah, it will. But I'm a little worried about them as the way they finished that series and started this series. Because there's momentum times where you come off and you play a tough series, but you're rolling after beating Dallas, right? Because you look at those last two games and the way they played, the way all those guys came together, and then you jump into a new series. Now, no, different team, different environment, different strategy, but I would have expected them maybe to get one, but Utah's a tough place to play, so it'd be interesting to see what happens when they return.
Yeah, and I'm also kind of happy to see Mitchell actually having success in the playoffs with the Jazz, because what's something we've been saying the past few seasons? Is he ever going to actually win a championship there? I don't know. It's looking promising as ever this season. I don't know. But keep, you know, let's wait a little bit. Like I said, Ty Lue, it took him a while to make some adjustments in that last series. I think he's still kind of learning how to be a head coach. When he was a head coach with LeBron, you know, that's easy.
You got to figure it out.
That's easy.
Personnel.
He's still learning
strategies.
Some things. Give it some time. Don't be surprised if the Clippers make this to Game 7.
Yep. I could see that absolutely making this a series. There'll be a key game coming up for them. Tonight, by the way, you get a couple really key games, I think, in both these series. The first game that you'll get at 6:30 tonight, 76ers traveling to Atlanta. All tied up at one.
Yeah.
All tied up at one.
Atlanta's going to be popping.
That place is going to be on fire, man. Right now, you got Embiid averaging 28.5, 10, almost 11 rebounds in the series. Trae Young, 25, 4 rebounds, almost 10 assists.
It pains me to say, because I'm not really a Sixers fan, but I think they have a better team. than the Hawks. Like
should overall top to bottom. Over,
and
absolutely.
You look at the height advantage. It's mm-hmm. it's monstrous on the Sixers. So that's where they got him good there. Mm-hmm. But if Trae Young's doing his thing, and so is Horder, right? Yep. I mean, that guy's just.
Atlanta will be on fire tonight.
Uh-huh. It's going to be fun.
Currently, that thing sits around. It's like a pick 'em almost. Philly by one.
I'll take Philly.
I'm seeing right now. I'm going to take Atlanta. Okay. I'm going to take Atlanta tonight. I love Atlanta. I love the home team tonight. The energy that will be in the building. The Philly's got to come in and not in, and hit him in the mouth to take that crowd out. That's the one advantage they could have. If they have a big first quarter, you could take them out mm-hmm. of that. Late game tonight, 9 o'clock tonight. A pivotal game in this series for Denver. They're in Denver. Suns traveling to Denver. Suns up 2-0. Mm-hmm. Denver down 0-2. This is a monumental game.
It is.
This series could be over. You lose tonight, it's over.
I don't think Jokic is going to let that happen, though. He just won the MVP. Maybe he was thinking a little differently after he won the award. Maybe he was nervous or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're right.
Now he's back in his home arena in front of his fans.
For that sake, I hope you're right. I've seen nothing in the first two games that gives me any confidence that Denver can hang with this tough Suns team.
I agree.
You look at those two wins by the Suns. I know they're at home. I know their home crowd's there, but nothing on the court shows me that they can beat this Suns team.
Hey, it was hot down in Phoenix. Maybe that was it.
Whatever.
They're getting back home. They'll be more comfortable. Like I said, Jokic, he doesn't let his team do that. No, I'll take Denver tonight.
Currently Denver 1.5. I'll just take the Suns until further notice.
Yeah, I'll take Denver.
I'll take the Suns until further notice.
Very nice. Yeah, Book is playing great. But when you can get that from Chris Paul and Ayton, stuff's working out for you, man.
Within that, as we're getting down to the first hour, and we have Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, coming up with us in hour number two. Just a couple of things. The Dogs got it done last night, won the series.
Nice.
Dogs got it done.
I was listening to Michael Dixon here on ESPN Lincoln, and I was tuned in when Kurt Smith hit his bomb.
89th of his career. He is now one shy, by the way, Salt Dogs fans, of the all-time franchise record of another. Maybe some people would debate you who will end up being like one of the most beloved Salt Dogs in Salt Dogs history of the last now 21 years. He is knocking the door of one Brian Warner. If you don't remember Brian, you might not remember Brian Warner, but he was a beloved Salt Dogs member. Right? Hall of Fame type guy for the Salt Dogs. Like that was the guy. He is like Kurt Smith. Kurt Smith is like Brian Warner right now.
And so...
Because in years from now, you'll remember the Salt Dogs and go, boom, Brian Warner, Kurt Smith, Josh Patton, guys like that that are in the Salt Dogs.
So Brian hit 90.
Brian hit 90.
Okay. So
Kurt. It was Kurt's third homer in the season and first since May 27th, by the way. But the Dogs get it done last night in a kind of a duel, 4-2.
Yeah.
4-2, man. They get some good pitching, and we talked about that. Coach Jody talked about that, about getting more consistent on the mound. Force Alladay continues to get on base, by the way. He walked twice and singled.
Huh. They don't want to pitch to him.
And they won. That's the Dogs are now 10-10. They won their fourth series of the year. How cool is that?
Good for the Dogs, man. Getting it done, get the series win. Now they're 500, right?
Yep,
I think, which is, that's something to be positive about. I got a hit on this real quick.
Let's do it.
Today on Hail Varsity Radio, Chris Schmidt at 5 o'clock, he will be joined with Jeff Christie.
Ooh.
Yeah, he'll be joining the show with Schmitty. That's at 5 o'clock tonight on Hail Varsity Radio right here on ESPN Lincoln. Yeah.
Tune into that. That'll be something. I've heard a lot of conversations with coaches and stuff and how happy they are for this season, how happy they are for these kids. They're not hanging their heads, by the way. If you still are, don't, because these coaches are not. Yeah. They're very positive. The outlook, the future is bright.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, they're in a lot of speculation time from players, right? Because a lot of people are like, well, what's next year? Again, we know the recruiting class, but it's not that. You're looking at returners. For all intents and purposes, we know Spencer Swelly is not back. right?
GoPro, bro.
Yep. There'll be some decisions made, though, from a couple of players. One, Jackson Hallmark, who presumably could get drafted. But where does he get drafted? Does he return? Heard somebody talk yesterday that there's a lot of confidence in the fact that he'll return.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Cade Povich. Cade Povich would be one of those guys that might have pitched his way into the draft. Don't know how high. Again, decisions made on that side.
I believe Roskam, he was a senior.
Yes.
And so do all of these seniors, Hooks, have the option to come back? Is that what you're saying?
I don't believe so now.
No? Not all of them?
Maybe. I don't know where it's at now.
So he's gone. Roskam is
so you'll be looking at a lot of decisions coming out there. Because I heard a lot of stuff about questions being asked about what the lineup looks like next year. Because you start thinking about those things, obviously, and what it could look like. They were talking about pitchers, and if Povich, maybe he's keeping the optimism, and Povich returns, you're back to your Friday starter again, probably. You have Perry coming back and all that stuff. And if Hallmark does return, what it looks like from the center field perspective. And you look at, they were talking a lot about Bryce Matthews, because obviously Max Anderson will return. He'll be healthy, and he'll be probably back at third base. And presumably Bryce moves over to short, because you lose Schwelly at short. Mm-hmm. Could have Bryce at short, then you got a little competition going on at second. It's just fun stuff to start talking about. I know it's early, but for a couple of the guys, you'll be kind of sitting waiting to see what their draft stock or where they're drafted at.
Mm-hmm.
Schwelly, no way, gone.
And, you know, Hooks, you've seen a lot of pitching. You were a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Looking at his, him on the mound, he's definitely going to make his money as a pitcher, right?
I mean, I think so. I would say that's where it's going for him.
I mean, he could hit 97.
I saw it the last game against Michigan, by the way, and take it for what it's worth, and the jugs guns and the big board out in center field of the left center for the Salt Dogs and the Huskers. It said 99.
Really?
He hit 99 according to that board in the last Michigan game.
I believe it.
A little amped up, ready to go, but he did hit that.
And you could tell eyes have been on him, man.
Yes.
When he comes to the mound, you see all of the, especially when there's no fans at games, you saw all these people with guns heading behind the plate just to watch this guy pitch.
I'm looking back trying to see if it's even raining because it's really dark here.
It's very dark. I don't think it's raining yet.
Winds are now, by the way, if you look at it, coming out of the north-northeast at 22.
22.
It looks like the rain's right over the top of us, right? Like right on the outside. We should be seeing sprinkles and maybe some solid action in about the next 5 to 10 minutes.
I cannot forget that quick professional weather.
That's incredible.
Report Rob gave us when he came in.
When you put that podcast up, just put Rob on there.
Rob Kelly. Weather update from Rob Kelly.
Also, special thanks, you guys, before we get out of here. We always track the podcast numbers and see how it's going. We appreciate you guys that don't have a chance to listen live. Whether you get it on Facebook, you go to Facebook, check our podcast out, or if you go to ESPN Lincoln to check them out, we appreciate you guys because it means a lot because we do. We spend a lot of time to hopefully provide you guys with some really good content from some very good people.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that can't tune in live. You know, they got stuff going on in their lives. So
yeah, for sure.
Go and listen to the podcast.
Also, if you're looking for it, because obviously you know that Nate Klaus, he moved on to do something else. Starting Tuesday, 10:15, Brian Munson, HuskerOnline.com will join us every Tuesday, 10:15 now.
Yes.
To provide you Husker recruiting and everything Huskers.
Yeah. And Munson. I've never met this guy, but apparently he's a
character. I've heard he's electric, so I can't wait. We hooked up yesterday. So, all right, let's take a quick break. Come back. Dr. Dane Todd.